Today is August 7th, 2026. This is your functional health briefing for Patient. In the next 6 to 8 minutes, we'll cover new insights from sleep scientist Sean Stevenson and Dr. Rhonda Patrick on how darkness and nutrients quietly shape your hormones, along with Dr. Megan Lyon's work on the gut-brain connection and what exercise scientists say about weight and sleep as the most reliable levers for long-term vitality. Before we get into any of that, though, here's something I want you to sit with for a moment. Your body already knows how to heal, rest, and regulate itself. It's been doing it your whole life. Your job isn't to force it into some perfect routine overnight. It's to gently remove the obstacles that get in its way. That's really what today's story is about. And I want you to remember, as we go through this, that being informed about your own body is one of the most powerful forms of self-care there is. You don't need permission to ask questions about your own health. You are allowed to advocate for yourself every single day. Let's start with something surprisingly simple: darkness. Your body has an internal clock, often called your circadian rhythm, and think of it like a lighthouse keeper who only knows it's nighttime when the world actually goes dark. Sleep researcher Sean Stevenson, speaking on the Modern Wisdom podcast, shared that blackout curtains were one of the fastest changes he made to improve his own sleep. Real darkness helps your body produce melatonin, the hormone that tells your system it's time to wind down. And the stakes here are higher than we might assume. Stevenson pointed to a study published in the Journal of the American Medical Association, where young men who slept only about 5 hours a night for 1 week saw their testosterone levels drop by 15%, roughly the equivalent of a decade of natural aging. That's a powerful reminder that sleep isn't a luxury. It's foundational hormone care. Building on that idea of your body sending signals, let's talk about your gut. Dr. Megan Lyons, founder of the Lyons Share Wellness Practice, describes the relationship between your gut and your brain as a bidirectional, multi-lane superhighway. Picture it like a busy two-way road with several lanes of traffic, nerve signals, hormones, immune messages, and gut bacteria, all traveling back and forth constantly. When that highway gets congested or damaged, you might not notice a dramatic breakdown. More often, it shows up subtly: a little bloating, some mild anxiety, occasional forgetfulness, or just a sense that you're not quite yourself. Dr. Lyons notes that diets heavy in processed foods and light on whole foods can gradually wear down the gut's protective lining, which in turn can affect how clearly that brain-gut highway communicates. The encouraging part is that this pathway is responsive. Small dietary shifts can help restore smoother traffic flow over time. Now, more importantly, let's connect this to nutrition, because food is really the fuel for both of these systems working well. Dr. Rhonda Patrick has highlighted research from Dr. Bill Harris, who developed something called the Omega-3 Index, essentially a blood test measuring how much omega-3 fatty acid is present in your cells. In observational studies, people with low omega-3 levels had roughly 5 years shorter life expectancy compared to those with higher levels. Here's a way to picture that data. Imagine a chart comparing average omega-3 levels across countries. Japan sits up around 10%, while most Americans hover down around 4-5%, less than half. Dr. Patrick is careful to note this is correlational, not proof of direct cause. But it does point to a biologically plausible link, since omega-3s help regulate inflammation and support cardiovascular health. Wild salmon, she notes, is one of the more favorable food sources if you're looking for a gentle place to start. Finally, let's bring in the bigger picture on body weight and sleep, because exercise scientist Dr. Mike Isretel frames body weight as possibly the single biggest modifiable factor influencing both how long and how well we live. He acknowledges that genetics set a starting point, but lifestyle choices can shift outcomes by roughly a decade in either direction. And fellow exercise scientist Menno Henselmans adds something worth remembering the next time you're tempted to chase a new supplement or diet trend. Sleep restriction alone has been shown across multiple studies to cut fat loss and muscle gain results by as much as half. In other words, consistent, quality sleep may be doing more heavy lifting for your health goals than almost anything else you could add to your routine. So where does this leave you today? Here's one simple, cost-free step. Tonight, about an hour before bed, dim the lights around your home and see if you can create a little more darkness in your bedroom. Even closing a door or draping a towel over a bright electronic light counts. That's it. No app, no purchase, no overhaul. Just a small signal to your body that it's safe to begin winding down. And if you notice any bloating, low mood, or mental fog along the way, don't dismiss it and don't judge yourself for it. Just gently notice it. That awareness itself is valuable information. And if it persists, it's worth bringing to your healthcare provider as part of an open conversation about what your body might need. Remember, this briefing is educational and doesn't replace personalized medical advice. Before changing your diet, sleep routine, or considering any new supplement, please talk with your healthcare provider, especially if you're managing an existing condition or taking medication. If you experience persistent digestive discomfort, sleep difficulty lasting more than a few weeks, or new and worsening symptoms, please reach out to your provider. You deserve real answers, not guesswork.
You've got this. Take care of yourself. That's your core brief for today. Thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with more.